All right. Well, talking about this week, just, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to play the game against Army this weekend. But looking into everything that we've had, and just want to express to everybody that I have a lot of confidence in our sports medicine department and our administration and the decision-making process that they go through. On our flight to Navy, we had tested, and everyone on that plane, on that chartered flight, tested negative. And so on our return, we were able to test our guys and had a small number of positives. And because of that, with all the different variables involved, because of the travel, you can imagine all the people that we had to connect with, and got a lot of feedback from all these different separate entities. And after looking into it more and hearing from all the various groups, our administration and sports medicine department decided to postpone. It would be the responsible thing to do, and be the right thing to do as a partner to Army, knowing that all the complications that come into, especially with COVID, especially in the travel, there's a lot of different variables involved. And so you can think about things like travel, food, transportation, all those different things that come into play, and then who you have to talk to, and the groups that you involve in and decision-making process, hearing their feedback from states to city to county, to health departments, and taking that all the information in, we felt like this was the right move to do, is to postpone the game, knowing that this is a moving target and things have kind of changed, you know, day to day, week to week, and surrounding the pandemic and surrounding this virus specifically. So, that being said, I think that what complicates things a little bit more is that the majority of our tests have been asymptomatic, people without symptoms, which, When you're looking through it and trying to find out how many people this could infect or affected, the mindful and the responsible thing to do would be to postpone this game, get an early jump on it, and I feel fully confident that we as a football program and sports medicine department and school have done all the right things in leading up to this point, including making this decision to postpone the game. So, that being said, love to take any questions that you guys may have and answer as much as I can if that involves me.
All right, Jared, go ahead.
Thanks, Kalani. You knew this was a possibility, that something like this could happen. And what's it been like to go through the timeline, through the process, you know, now that it's become a reality instead of just a possibility, as you've talked to the staff, as you've talked to the players, as you've tried to work through all of the things, how prepared were you for that?
Oh, we've been really prepared for all of it. But as this thing goes, I think what complicates the most in our position is that we have is a travel, right? And so had this been a home game, I think things would have been a little bit different. There's less entities and people and groups involved. We still have the final say as a department, sports medicine department and athletic department and administration. But when we're traveling, you're involving different states, going from state to state. There are different regulations and policies that are involved with other states. So this has been an educating process from here on out. Now, as we get ready to travel and possibly travel at other spots for our future games, we'll need to take this in consideration. But I don't know if there's fans or alumni that want to donate their personal planes so we can fly 30 planes out there, that would definitely keep it at the low risk environment. But from our football program and from our administration sports medicine department, we've done everything according to what's right and according to being mindful and thinking of others and responsible. So I don't think there's any chance that you could look at that recklessness or anything being an issue here. This is in fact, doing the responsible thing is to be a good partner to Army, knowing that we can get ahead of this and to try to get this kind of under control right now, especially with looking at trying to look at all the different variables that are involved with it. We want to make sure we get this right before going on and risking other programs and other places.
All right, let's go Dana and then Jake Edmonds.
Hey, Coach, how confident are you that the Troy game is actually going to be played? And I assume the players that did test positive, are they going to be held out of this in quarantine, or is there a chance those players could come back? And just your thoughts on actually getting that home game played a week from Saturday.
I think the goal is try to get our players back for that game, you know, and what we're doing this week and what we've done since we've got those positive tests. And since last week, you know, is try to provide an environment so that we can get those guys back as soon as possible and get the whole team back. Right now, this week, we're going to do a different form of practice. I mean, we're limited to certain groups, and our groups are going to be 10 to 15, and they can't involve other coaches moving back and forth and other players moving back and forth. And so this week won't be the same type of prep that you would do for an opponent, knowing that you can't get on the field and practice all the different looks you're going to get. But our guys will be, you know, we'll do our install through virtual, through Zoom and things like that, and we'll try to get as much preparation for Troy as possible. But that's really hard to do unless you get on the field and practice that. And what we're hoping is that by next week we can get back to practicing, you know, as a program together, and prepping the right way before that game. And hopefully we can get that going by Monday. Some individuals, depending on how everyone tests out, will be limited and may not even return until then. And even if players are late getting back, we want to make sure that they're safe and that they're not at risk for anyone else, but also for themselves. You know, we're trying to keep these guys in shape and make sure that they're not entering the field without a lot of practice or prep. It wouldn't be a smart thing for us as a program to do. So we want to keep them in mind and you know, make sure that we're in the right spot. That's why this move and this decision was really vital for us going into that game against Troy.
All right, Jake Edmonds and then Jake Hatch.
Hey, Coach. Before the season started, you mentioned that you would basically play until they told you to stop. Did you and Tom come to a conclusion as far as like a criteria in terms of the number of cases on the team that would, you know, cancel a game or stop the season, or was it always going to be kind of a week by week or even a player by player basis?
No, I think what it came down to was the other players involved. If it was just, like I said, with all the variables coming into it, when you're hearing and you have to alert other people of, you know, when you have a positive test, you have to include them in the whole decision-making process. And so when you're looking at it and you're thinking, okay, and they're telling you their protocol on whether something's a high risk or low risk environment, that was for us is like, you know, when we took all the information back from all these different groups, the right thing to do was to postpone it. And this isn't stop, this is wait, you know, so we're going to keep playing until they say stop. They haven't said stop yet. And if we keep doing our part, we can continue to play, although it's going to be a little bit different. Listen, this is different than anything we've faced, right? And that's going for all of us in the community. And so as we're working through the whole deal around COVID, we knew that this might be in the future, but there's a lot of flexibility in our scheduling. This is part of the season this year. We're not the only game that has postponed their games and have to reschedule. There's a number of other ones too, but that shows that programs and administrations are thinking about others and are thinking about the safety of people and the players involved before just going on and just playing. This is a very responsible move by BYU, and I applaud it. I'm just gonna do my part to get this done this week and hopefully get back to next week where our players can practice and prep for Troy.
All right, Jake Hatch and then Norma. Jake, we can't hear you.
There you go. Got me now? All right, yep. There we go. Kalani, we saw over the weekend Mike Buddy, the AD from Army, advocating for a team to play them this week, looking for somebody. What is your confidence level you guys will get this game back on the schedule this season?
I mean, that's Tom's department, but I looked ahead of it and it doesn't seem too hard to me. We want to play them. Army's a really good team. They're doing some great things right now too. And have, I think, you know, I don't know. I don't think anyone else is 2-0. I think they are, but would love to play that game. We have an opening on November 28th and December 5th. So do they. So doesn't seem like it's that hard. I'll let Tom deal with that though.
Okay. Norma and then Shep.
Hey, Coach, so you mentioned how one of the biggest issues with trying to maintain that bubble environment is traveling. And if you were to stay home, that would reduce a lot of the higher risk situations. But what is your opinion or just your thoughts on what is going on the BYU campus outside of football with the parties being thrown over the weekend, the Young and Dumb production making pop-up clubs around town, and how students are just kind of doing whatever they want as if it were a regular school year?
Well, I don't know anything about all that stuff except for educating my players to be smart and to, do their part. We all have a responsibility individually here on our football team. You know, there's 123 guys on our football roster, and that including with the coaches, staff, and support staff. I think it's really important for us to be mindful of others. And I think what's really dangerous about the virus is that all the majority of the tests that we've had that are positive are asymptomatic. That's a dangerous thing out there. When in the past, I mean, I don't know, it seemed like if you had symptoms, you go get tested. Now you could test positive and not know. But I think what BYU is doing is great. We test 3 times a week, and when you test it and you get these positives, you have to respond accordingly. And I've been really confident the way our program has handled this, and looking forward to our players being smart. If they want to play football, this is the deal. So I can't believe BYU's throwing parties. Where were they when I was a student, you know? I like to dance.
All right, Shep, go ahead.
All right, Kalani. Realizing where most of these questions are going to come from, I did want to make sure that we asked you about the Louisiana Tech announcement that was announced about 20 minutes ago. Just your thoughts on taking on La Tech coming up on the 2nd of October.
Great team, great coaches. It's going to be a great test for us. You know, we're focused on getting through this week and focusing on Troy, but glad that Tom was able to add that to the schedule. And I think the world of that program, they have tons of athletes. You know, we have coaches here that have spent some time in that state in Louisiana, so we know what type of athletes they can bring here. And they're going to cause some issues, but right now focused on Troy, but glad that schedule's filling out. And, you know, in connection to that answer, I think that it's important that people know that we want to play Army. That's not something that our players are excited about, that we had to postpone that game. Our guys want to get on that game. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we want to prove, a lot of things that we want to test ourselves in. And facing a team like Army, their physical, tough part of the game, I think that fits what we want to challenge ourselves with. So we're looking forward to getting that rescheduled, hopefully, and really glad that we're able to add quality opponents like La Tech, and then looking forward to that. But we'll try, as a head coach, I'm going to try to stay focused on this, but this is a different year. You know, you got to be able to see what else is going to happen out there. And, you know, as teams and programs start to make these decisions, whether they're postponed games or not, you know, you may see a lot of flexibility in schedules in 2020. That's okay. I think a lot of the athletic directors knew that this might be, might have to be a transition that you're making through the fall of 2020.
All right, let's go Jeff Renier and then Mitch Harper.
Yeah, hey, Kalani. I was just curious about, you guys had such a great start to the season. I'm just curious how you stay so positive, or how you stay positive after jumping into the top 25 and everybody talking about BYU football, and now all of a sudden it comes to a stop. Has to be some frustration level there.
No, I mean, we get to still play, you know. I have a lot of friends that aren't playing right now. And there's a lot of great football players that are not playing right now, you know. And so I know their frustrations. And right now we have it on hold, right? And so this level and this attitude that we have of appreciation and gratitude is going to continue. We talked to our players, had meetings about this entire process, and told them about it, you know, before the weekend that this was a strong possibility of postponing the games. A huge disappointment in them, but they also left there with a lot of gratitude. You're going to talk to some players and they'll tell you that they're just thankful that they still have an opportunity. While other conferences are voting to see if they're going to continue to play, we have an administration that has been behind our players 100%. And this is just one of those bumps in the road that we have to just be able to adjust to. It's okay, you know, we have a responsibility when we're traveling to other states to include the other states and include their policies and their regulations into our travel as well. Be mindful of them. And then if we do that correctly, we can continue to travel. So this is an ongoing thing, but I've been really, that's where the positivity comes from, is that we get to still play, you know, and a lot of good friends of mine, a lot of great players are out there not able to do that. And I feel for them, but you know, we're still fortunate in this position right now.
Kalani, was there any talks about Army coming out to Provo to play this game?
Man, I don't know, Mitch. You're going to ask me a question that I can't answer. I don't know. I'm sure that when you're talking to our administration and their administration, they tried everything they could to accommodate and try to make it work. Everybody wants to play the game. It's not like we decided, okay, there's no game and that's it. Everyone's trying to find different ways to be creative to have the game keep going. So I have a lot of confidence in Army and that they wanted to play this game. And then I know they feel like we want to play as well. So there's still a chance that it could continue. And hopefully we get that game scheduled soon.
All right, let's go. David James and Patrick Kinahan.
So Kalani, just to be clear, you were talking about travel issues, and that was part of the problem here, getting into the state of New York and playing the game. Are there rules in the state of New York that were going to preclude this from happening?
Without getting into details, the problem is all the states that are involved with our travel, our own state, and other states that we are going to travel to. So when you look at all those different groups, if it was just a decision to me, it'd be easy. We'd be on our way to West Point, right? But after I listened to all the feedback and talked to our sports medicine department and talked to our administration, this seemed like the right thing to do, the responsible thing to do. And that's why we did it. I don't think I can name all the different groups that we spoke to and the different things, feedback we got from other groups and looked at all their policies, their protocols, their regulations, all those things involved. I'd rather Tom and them just handle that. And I can just say, okay, we'll just do whatever we can. Fortunately, you know, I like listening to what they have to say because it's an educational deal for me to learn more about it and what we can do on our end to keep everything low risk so that for our future travels, you know, and that's what we're focused on trying to do. But, you know, at this point when we looked at it, testing and being COVID free, getting on that plane to Annapolis was the most important thing. There's a lot of other things that come involved with it and whether you're traveling to another place or from another place.
All right, Pat Kinahan.
Kalani, now that you're playing road games or home games with no fans, how much do you have to generate your own enthusiasm from among your players?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier about the appreciation and excitement to play. And you know, you watch some of the NFL games and everyone's trying to do that. And I think more than anything, we're just excited to play the game. I don't know if I need to generate it or do any of that stuff. I just told the players I was going to have fun, man. I'm going to hang out with them. They're a veteran group. I've been really pleased with the way that they've handled themselves throughout this whole thing since March when spring ball was cut short. I've been really impressed with them, and I just really wanted to get out there and celebrate them. But so did they. It's not like the head coach was the one that set the tone. The players set the tone. I followed, man. It was just a fun thing to be there with them. And, you know, we'd love to have the fans around, but that's until that happens, we're going to keep rolling with this.
All right, Jared Lloyd, last question, and then we've got players ready to go.
I just wanted to ask about the broader impact on families. I mean, you've got coaches, you've got players, they've got families, all of that. When you have these positive tests, how much do you take into consideration and try and think about all of the collateral impact that it might have as far as beyond the football program?
Yeah, locally, that's something that we always have to be mindful of. And it's the coaches, the players at homes and being smart with their groups. And you know, I don't have an answer for it other than creating a bubble. As much as you can create a bubble for yourself, that's what we have to try to do. And I know it's not going to be perfect because we have kids that are going to school. We have all these different moving parts around us, and that's just here in Provo. You know, if you're looking at just from the I mentioned the symptoms, the asymptomatic positives, that causes more issues because just a few months ago, I don't know, for me, I just thought if you felt like you had symptoms, you go get tested. Well, now we're learning that you could still be a positive and not have any symptoms. And that's what we've seen for most of our positives, that they're not experiencing symptoms. And so that complicates everything, but it's not anything that's like new for us. You're seeing, it's just unique to BYU. Major League Baseball is dealing with it, right? Unless, and you know, we'll see how other colleges and NFL teams are dealing with it. But I don't think you can create a great bubble unless you're doing what the NBA is doing. And they're putting a tons of money and actually just keeping them isolated as a group from everything. I think that's the only foolproof way of making sure that it's going to be as safe as possible. And that's difficult to do when you're having school and you're having students. And you know, I poke fun at the guys throwing parties and all that stuff. There's a lot of different people that feel different ways and then are really, you know, all over the spectrum on how to deal with the virus. And all I know is I have a football team that they need to do things that are required of them. We come here to BYU knowing that there's certain guidelines that you have to live by in your life and in academics to play football. Well, now all we've done is added to it that you have to keep social distancing, be smart, being mindful of who you are and where you're at. And then by doing that, you can also protect others. And that this move to postpone the game was just as much as a BYU doing the right thing for Army than just doing what's, you know, just going and acting on our own. It's a big move of responsibility and ownership. And I'm glad I'm here under this leadership from our administration and our sports medicine department.